From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The foreign policy chief of the European Union says once again six-power talks were held and ended with no agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Catherine Ashton says the talks broke down over Iran's insistence that the UN Security Council lift sanctions imposed on the country because it failed to stop enriching uranium as a precondition for any new talks. Iran says it has a right to enrich uranium, and the six powers should recognize that. Ashton called those terms unacceptable. The U.S. and other world leaders believe Iran wants to build nuclear weapons. Iran insists its program is for peaceful purposes only. Founding Peace Corps Director Sergeant Shriver was honored Saturday at a funeral mass in Maryland. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the service was attended by hundreds of family and friends. It is pardoning.
Musician Bono was among those who performed at the funeral, as he did last year at the funeral of Shriver's wife, Eunice Kennedy Shriver. Former President Clinton and Vice President Joe Biden also spoke. They praised Sargent's career in public service, heading the Peace Corps, and also helping to create Head Start and other programs in the Johnson administration's war on poverty. But son Mark Shriver eulogized his father as a man. He said in the final years, Alzheimer's disease stripped his father to the core.
He forgot the past. He didn't know about a future. But he did know he had you in the present. And he was going to love you the best he could.
Shriver was 95 when he died. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is using an online video sent to his supporters to preview Tuesday's State of the Union address. Jobs and American competitiveness are the main themes. NPR's Renita Jablonski reports Mr. Obama delivered a similar message in his weekly address.
The president is using Saturday's radio and internet address to point to Chinese President Hu Jintao's recent visit as an example of how free trade is a path towards job growth. $45 billion in new deals between the countries were announced during the visit. Mr. Obama also references a deal between India and GE as another way increased access to foreign markets can generate more work for Americans.
Leading the world in innovation, opening new markets to American products. That's how we'll create jobs today. That's how we'll make America more competitive tomorrow. And that's how we're going to win the future.
In the GOP weekly address, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso is keeping the focus on repealing the president's health care law. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
Doctors treating Gabrielle Giffords in Houston say they won't waste any time getting started on her rehabilitation therapy. The Arizona congresswoman is under intensive care at Texas Medical Center after traveling there from Arizona Saturday. Her chief physician says she has great rehabilitation potential. Giffords has not spoken yet, but still has a breathing tube. She was shot in the head 2 weeks ago. This is NPR. The treasurer for California says the state could be forced to issue IOUs as early as April or May if state lawmakers don't get busy and start cutting spending. Bill Lockyer says that California could begin running out of money within months as it faces a $25.4 billion deficit through the end of June 2012. That includes a layover $8.2 billion gap in the current fiscal year that ends in July. Governor Jerry Brown is proposing $12.5 billion in cuts and borrowing. Apple's online app store has hit the $10 billion downloads mark. From member station WNYC in New York, Mark Garber has more on the high-tech milestone.
It took less than 3 years for the app store to achieve the milestone. Tens of millions of the company's wildly popular iPhones have been sold since the product launched in 2007, a trend forecast to grow next month with the addition of Verizon Wireless as a carrier. Apple says it has increased the number of applications to more than 300,000 different programs for use on the iPhone, iPod Touch, or on its iPad tablet computer. The 10 billionth customer to the App Store, Gail Davis of Orpington, England, has won a $10,000 gift certificate to the App Store. Apple's announcement comes on the heels of founder Steve Jobs saying this week that he would be taking a leave of absence for health reasons. That sent Apple stock prices into an immediate 5% plunge. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
Temperatures are in the teens in dozens of cities along the East Coast tonight, and it's not going to get much better tomorrow for the AFC and NFC championship games. Fans will have to bundle up to watch the Bears take on the Green Bay Packers in Chicago's Soldier Field, where it's expected to be in the upper teens at kickoff time. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.